You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It upsets me so much that there's still people that we need to convince this is a real fucking thing. Real friggin' thing.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. Accessible Ubers and taxis are expensive, leaving public transport the only option for many. However, Aotearoa's public transport system has been criticised as lacking accessibility for people with disabilities. I spoke to member of the Disabled Persons Assembly in NZ, Paul Brown, about the current accessibility issues with our current public transport system and what people can do to learn more about this topic. Are there any main issues with our current public transport system in terms of accessibility for people with disabilities, and what are they?
Where to start? Let's go through a journey. So we have issues for some disabled people in planning journeys, finding out about routes and times and so on because of inaccessible websites or print-only information. So that's the starting point, is for people, if we think about the whole journey, getting to a bus stop, train station, ferry terminal, whatever. You know, so if the footpaths are in bad condition, if there's roads to cross that are really difficult and not controlled, etc., then there are issues there in actually getting to a transport stop. So that's an issue. There are issues about, again, the information at bus stops, say, that isn't always accessible on either the screens that are showing or the timetable. Knowing what bus is coming, so as a blind person, I just stand with my cane at the pole and just stop every bus. And if it's not mine, just say sorry, you know, because there's no way of knowing, really. There may be some apps and stuff that help with that. Then there's getting on the bus. So wheelchair users may not know if the bus that's coming will be a bus they can get on, that it kneels or has a way of them being able to get on the bus. And that's a biggie. And even if the bus does come, there might be another wheelchair user or people with prams, you know, with kids in prams in the shared kind of wheelchair spaces. But grumpy drivers who either don't care or who are running, you know, to timetable so quickly that stopping for a wheelchair user to get on, you know, to just make it difficult or impossible. So these are issues. It's got better in some places, but knowing when to get off the bus can be an issue. In terms of tagging on and off, the electronic ticketing can be an issue for some people. So there's issues around for some people remembering to tag off and being overcharged. Obviously, for blind people, you tag on, but you don't know what's been charged. So there are some issues there. Drivers, again, the bus taking off before someone's actually seated can be a huge issue for knocking people's confidence, but also for health and safety. And it does happen, let's be honest. It's got better in some of the bigger cities where we now have buses that tell you what stop you're coming up to, but knowing your stop is quite a difficult, it's quite as one for some people.
Are there any actions you would want the government to take in this area or any policies you would like to be implemented?
I think there are a number of things. So one of the big things is that we have a disability. Travel of disabled people, I think, is kind of undervalued and not understood by the transport sector because I don't think it's counted, really. Therefore, we don't have much data on what the issues are. We've got some research pieces. So, for example, when I was a staff member at DPA a couple of years ago, was involved in a bit of research with MR Cagney, a transport consultancy, into the travel experiences of disabled people in New Zealand, Aotearoa, including Total Mobility, the scheme for reduced taxes and stuff, which you may want to talk about. And we certainly got some data there, but data isn't routinely collected by the travel sector. And we know that if things aren't counted, they kind of can disappear in a sense. So I think, or fall off the radar. So I think that a big thing is we need to start looking at disabled people and journeys taken, but also journeys not taken. Why don't disabled people take as many journeys as non-disabled people? What are the issues there? I think we do need, absolutely need, a date by which all buses in New Zealand will be accessible, all urban buses at least. I mean, there's a big issue in Aotearoa here in terms of you cannot travel as a wheelchair user by public transport from Cape Reinga to the Bluff on a bus. You couldn't do it. You'd have to fly because there are no accessibility rules, really, for non-urban buses. So the inter-city buses are not covered by the same rules. So, you know, so that's one I think would need to be looked at. I do think that people having some areas are trialling a free companion for some disabled people on buses, and that seems to have met with some success in areas where that's been used. Just gives people the confidence to do it. At times they'll take a bus journey with somebody else, when otherwise they might have to take a taxi, which is more expensive. So I think that's a key issue. I think more trains would be really helpful. Trains are much easier to make accessible, but of course they don't go everywhere, but they do go between cities, which in some Wellington stuff within kind of urban areas. So I think there are some small things that I've mentioned, but also some bigger things. But the key thing is we need to start valuing, counting, monitoring, collecting data on disabled people's travel so that the transport sector actually know a bit about what the barriers we face, what trips we take, what trips we don't take, in order to properly plan us into that system.
Where can the public learn more about this issue and places they can go for support?
There's a number of issues, a number of things here. So if people are interested in the research I spoke about, then it is up on the Waka Kotahi website. And actually, there's another piece of research happening just now. Currently, there's a review of Total Mobility, which is around the reduced fare taxes for disabled people. That's currently being reviewed. And so people should look out in the next couple of months about some work around that. There's going to be some online kind of surveys and a couple of discussion papers picking up key issues there. So that's an important one. Most disability organisations know a bit about Total Mobility and a bit about transport, and so can support people. I have to say that in the bigger cities, certainly, as one I'm more aware of, the call centres that are there for things like Auckland Transport and so on are pretty knowledgeable and helpful about queries from disabled people about how they might travel in particular places. You know, but I think stuff on the website is probably, looking at websites, hopefully they're accessible, is probably the best bet. There's nothing beats talking to other disabled people about the challenges and issues that we have, and therefore finding out firsthand kind of what's happening kind of thing.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
I think we've talked about public transport a bit and not talked about Total Mobility. So Total Mobility is the scheme which provides reduced fare taxes and supports taxi operators to have more wheelchair accessible taxis, provides grants for those modifications. That's huge, right? There is a huge lack of wheelchair accessible taxis across the country. And some areas, of course, don't have any, because we've got rural areas that don't have any taxi firms. So for wheelchair users, there's real issues. If buses are inaccessible for whatever reason, if the public transport's inaccessible for whatever reason, there are huge issues about getting around for wheelchair users. There really is a real lack of wheelchair accessible taxis. People have to book well in advance. They're always tied up with school runs. So, you know, if you want to go anywhere early morning, mid to late afternoon, that becomes impossible. The drivers obviously are taxi drivers, so they tend to have to knock off after a certain amount of hours. So going out a night out with friends, if you're a young disabled person who wants to do that as a wheelchair user, is pretty nigh on impossible. I remember being at an event, we went for dinner with a group of us and we needed wheelchair taxis, and we had to organise our dinner before 8 o'clock at night, i.e. we had to be back to our hotel at 8 o'clock at night, because all the wheelchair accessible taxis knocked off. So there's huge issues for wheelchair users in terms of accessible taxis. That's a real biggie.
That was member of the Disabled Persons Assembly NZ, Paul Brown, speaking to me about accessibility issues with our current public transport system.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.